I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. I am joined by Tim Day of DayAtTheMovies.com, and we're here to talk about This Is the End. Tim, you recently saw the film. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on it.
Raucous, outrageous comedy. This is a hard R-rated film among so many we've seen in the last 10 years. It has a lot of celebrities and stars, from Seth Rogen to Jonah Hill, James Franco. There's a whole huge cast, and they're essentially playing themselves as celebrities in this movie. And so it's a really interesting take. It's not like a lot of other scripted films that we see. In fact, the whole movie almost feels very unscripted.
Now, if you look at RottenTomatoes.com, it's far and above, higher than Man of Steel, which I know they're two different genres, so it's hard to compare that. But this obviously has a lot of critical praise to it as well.
Well, I think it's part of the outrageous nature of the movie. This is crass, vulgar, and at times, I got to say, it's pretty funny. It's got a lot of social commentary. I'm sure there's a lot of critics and film people that are going to look at the movie and say, oh, it's criticizing Hollywood and celebrity and all of this. Essentially, all these celebrities are facing the apocalypse, the end of the end times, the end of the world. It's revelation, as Venkman would say from Ghostbusters, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. The world is ending. And these guys, as themselves, are facing the end of the world.
To read Tim's full review, go to DayAtTheMovies.com. This Is the End is in theaters now. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.